Somewhere across the sea. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny and kind of funny games, of course, but we're going to talk about kind of funny these days. I'm your host, Greg Miller, here for another daily vlog series to say, hey, what's up? New one for you today. I talked a little bit about this on Games Daily, but I woke up this morning, and Ben's running around, I'm making coffee, and I went over to the kind of funny subreddit, and I found this post. It's from the Lord Mandos, who says, kind of funny spare bedroom launch goals, almost 9 months in. Good morning, kind of funny crew and best friends. I was rewatching the spare bedroom launch tonight and was curious how many of the launch goals have been completed so far. I took notes and did the research, and it looks like a lot of things are still missing. Just wanted to hopefully get some feedback as to if these are still in the books or just can't get done. They also, as far as I can tell, never announced how much exactly they made, but the visual bar showed 75K, and that was with about 3 hours left in the stream, so not all may have been committed to. Hello, the Lord Mandos. It's me, Greg Miller, and this is a kind of funny Greg way. I already said that, but I feel like I need to say it again, because I'm going to put this up. I'm going to respond to the Reddit thread and do this. And I've already seen a whole bunch of people in here trying to answer the questions. Thank you very much. I'm looking through here, and I see Seferon, who came in and pulled up the tweet saying we raised $77,000, explaining a whole bunch of stuff. I see Barrett Courtney, of course, kind of funny best friend, who I think works here too, in here leaving some responses. But I figured, hey, I might as well chime in and say stuff too. Because I didn't, you know, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, the Lord Mandos, but you got a lot of your information here is you're saying, oh, I haven't heard anything about this. But then there's like tweets that other people are leaking to. But of course, this is the big problem with being a company of any size, let alone kind of funny, which of course is a multifaceted programming show of a million things that you can talk about something in one show, but then the audience is on the other show, so they don't hear it. But then you talk about another, you do this thing, you do a Greg Way about it. But then what if you don't subscribe to the Greg Way tier, or what if you subscribe to the $10 tier? And so there's no easy way to talk about everything all at once. And so I figured, why not do this? Why not hop in here and give you some updates? So as was pointed out by the one, the only, Seferon, in his very detailed responses, he's been given some awards. He said, November 4th, 2022, Kind of Funny tweeted, thank you for making Kind of Funny Day 2022 a major success. We hit over $77,000 on patreon.com/kindoffunny, which means we will be doing all of this over the next year. And then it's a thread. One interesting thing from the top of it, and even there with the words of it, over the next year, for us, very much so, the next year includes all of December. Kind of Funny Day is moving back to being in January when we first come back from the holidays, right? Because that's just when Kind of Funny Day always was. We launched the studio in October because we needed to get the fucking studio running. But that didn't change it. So like a lot of our goals are still there and what we're trying to do for the calendar year of it. But I'm happy to walk you through what's on here and what's going on. So of course at $10,000 we had another marathon stream. That's done. Don't worry about it. $15,000 we had another season of Kind of Funny W. Or KFW, Kind of Funny Wrestling. That's done. Don't worry about it. $20,000, we had a Kind of Funny special presentation. 4 Barrett episodes. Those are in progress, as you know. I don't want to say what's happened because I know he's put some out and then he's working on some, but those are all fine. You'll have those, no problem. $25,000, Greg and Nick watch home movies. Those have been recorded. What's interesting here, this is a doc. I'm going off of a document Joey put out here, right? And in the segment where it says content, it says Greg and Nick watch home movies, 8 episodes. But then at the end, it says 4 episodes. So what I'm going to say is we might have put 8 episodes on the thermometer, which I don't remember if we did or didn't. But when we went through, I went through and did it. Rather than break up, like there's 4 good holidays in there, right? And they're like 30 minutes apiece, maybe even 40 minutes. So I think originally I was thinking I could break them in half and make them. It would have been awkward and weird. And so what Raj wants to do is Raj is doing a really intense edit on them to make them as funny as possible and do a whole bunch of stuff. So you're getting 4 holidays out of that one, and they'll be broken up that way. $30,000 we did Mr. Greg's Child Time Teachings. These are me aping Miss Rachel. These have not been recorded yet. They are on my second half of the year plan, though. Do not worry about that. Then it's Kind of Funny special presentation. It's the Greg doing basically a blessing show, but as a Greg thing. That I still want to do the WWE thing I've been talking about. I've talked about it in a few different, I think, PS I Love Yous and Games Dailies. Wrestling is the idea. I had hoped to do it for Mania, but as you know, 2023 has not been good for the Millers. So it's still on my dock to do. I'd imagine at this point I'd probably be targeting I want to do it around a pay-per-view. SummerSlam's too close, so I'd imagine I'd probably do it around Survivor Series at this point. But it's still happening. I just have to sit down, write it, and do it. $40,000 was kind of munchies. You better not fucking fall down again. I see you trying to fall down, camera. Don't you fucking fall down, camera. Hold on. I can do this. Ah, you piece of shit. Just sit where I'm. Just fucking sit there. $40,000 was kind of munchies. Kind of munchies is planned. Don't worry. That's another one where it's like, you know, we got things up our sleeves. Don't you... Don't you there. Don't you worry about it. I'm making that base smaller. Then it'll sit on the chair no problem. There, now what are you going to do, you piece of shit? $40,000 kind of munchies. That's in pre-production. It is listed here. Don't worry about it. Greg and Altano play... stream video games. Remember the idea here? That was $45,000, 8 episodes. That's done. That's in the can. That's also being edited right now. If you remember, I saw some people on Reddit confused about this. We had originally said SimCity because I was like, I want to do a SimCity Let's Play series because of that's where so many people found me, which then led to them finding Kind of Funny, right? I'm like, let's do that, and it'll be great. And then when I announced it, I was like, oh, well, Brian should be on it too. And then people were like, well, you did Minecraft with Brian. I was like, yeah, we don't play Minecraft again. And then again, 2023 didn't go my way, and we waited so long to do the SimCity things that then it was like, well, now if Zelda's out, and that seems like that would be more fun with Zelda being Brian's like passion, him being so good about it, being on the show, the NVC show about it, and me having slept on it. I was like, that actually seems like better content. And if you remember, I asked on Patreon here on Gregway, does anybody care? And everybody's like, no, we just want you to hang out. So if you missed that, that's why, and that's it was made for a content decision. Another season of KFW is on here at 45K as well. That is happening. That's the second half of the year, though. Like when we finished season one of KFW, I said season two would be in the latter half of the year. $50,000, the Kind of Funny Game Showdown. This is like a whole bunch of different stuff that they're planning. It is in pre-production. Do not worry. You will see it eventually. $55,000 was movie commentaries with James and Elise. Several of those have happened, and they will continue to happen. You know that Nick is on it, making them watch bad movies with Mike all the time. $60,000 KFAF's holiday special. That's happening. Don't worry about it. $62,000 is Josh Does Bad Boys commentary. That's one we are working on. Of course, if you didn't know, Josh McCuga, not a Kind of Funny employee. And so that's something he threw on the thermometer, if you remember, and now we're trying to nail his ass down on it. But don't worry. It's going on. $65,000 was the Kind of Funny special presentation. 4 episodes of The Blessing Show. They've happened. Bada bing, bada boom. Those are done. Don't worry about it. They were great. $70,000 is Kind of Anime. That is a show that's been going on quarterly. It continues to go on. Just today, I told them they should watch My Adventures with Superman, and Barrett started to say something about anime, and my eyes glossed over, and I stopped listening to it. $75,000 is the last goal we hit, right? And it was Love, Sex, and Stuff call-in show. It's 4 episodes of that. You've seen them happening. They've been happening. I think they've done 2. I'm staying general on the actual numbers of things that have been done because I know they're happening, and I don't know when they were if they're not my project. So that's why it's happening. Beyond that, we had a bunch of little things in there, right? Andy Eats Mac and Cheese. That's going to happen. Don't worry. We have plans for that. And then there's the little one-off things. But the big stuff, like I just went through, is there. Some of it is already out, which has been missed and understandable. We make a lot of content. Other stuff is in the editing phase. Other stuff is in pre-pro. But here's the thing. Not usually, but lots of times, Kind of Funny does a whole bunch of stuff, and we're like, this is awesome. This is fantastic. Everybody's going to love it. And you do. And then, you know, things change, life shift, new shows come, yada, 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 and we get behind the ball on a lot of stuff. I feel like for the first time, maybe ever, we're actually organized on this with pre-pro, in production, already done, yada, yada, yada. It's in progress. Like, we're on top of this. This is a good-looking doc Joey made over here to track all of it alongside Tim. And so we're there, and it's happening. And I'm glad to give you an update. And I'm never mad about it, so I hope I don't come off defensive here. I just think, you know, I think the Reddit post was very much like, no, no, no. And I'm like, well, that's not true. Like, part of them are out, and this is that happening. And then, again, I also understand through the lens of, well, October to October, which is, I get, but it's going to be into December for us for sure because we want to make use of the entire year in the Kind of Funny spare bedroom because really we feel like we just got here. But yeah, that's it. Things are going well. Thank you for your support. We can do stuff like this on Patreon without you. We love you. We appreciate you. And until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you. Got you, didn't I, you stupid tripod?